This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Very well, thank you. Enjoying listening to all that banter.
Yep, I don't know. There's just some things we just don't need to know. But we do need to know what's going on in Australia. An amazing, amazing story. A $30 million gift to Hadassah Hospital from a Jewish Australian.
Which is fantastic in itself. And just to add to the interest, those who were listening last week may recall, we talked about a survey of Holocaust awareness across the country conducted by John and Pauline Gandel, a philanthropist family from Melbourne. Well, the same couple, John and Pauline Gandel, have now donated approximately $30 million to the Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem for a rehabilitation center. It will be known as the Gandel Rehabilitation Center, and has been identified as a major need at this hospital. And incredibly, it's going to provide rehabilitation for thousands of patients. It's going to have occupational therapy, hydrotherapy, advanced robotics, medical centers of excellence, conference rooms, a synagogue, research facilities, as well as a rooftop healing garden and outpatient clinics. So it's an incredible gift, the largest ever single donation from Australia to Israel in the 75 years of Israel's existence, and just a wonderful gesture of philanthropy support from this family whose generosity is just extraordinary across so many areas.
Really, just such a phenomenal gift. And when you look at the number of people that, please God, it'll help over the years to come, it's just amazing. I really love these types of stories.
And it is. And it's estimated that this whole new center will cost approximately $100 million, that it's a $100 million development.
Wow.
And so the Gandel family, John and Pauline, are putting up approximately one-third of that just from them alone. So it's fantastic. And to thousands of people across the board.
Anger over the plea deal for former Israeli minister who intervened on Malka Life's behalf. What was the result here? Was there a deal with the state?
Well, it certainly seems so. And just to remind people, so it's been 13 years, 2008, since Malka Life left in a hurry for Israel after it was alleged that she'd been involved in sexual abuse cases at the school where she was principal, an Orthodox school in Melbourne. That was in 2008. And 2 years ago, after a protracted legal back and forth, the Israeli court system finally agreed that she should be extradited back to this country. Part of that whole protracted period was the then Israel's deputy health minister, Yaakov Litzman, who was accused of interfering and getting psychiatrists to say that she wasn't mentally able to be extradited to Australia and face prosecution. It's now been revealed that he has, in fact, signed a plea deal after being charged with using his position to thwart the extradition of Malka Leifer, and he will not serve any time in jail. What his penalty now is a fine of 3,000 shekels.
Oh, rubbish.
3,000 shekels.
Yeah.
Well, precisely, and that is it. And in fact, just yesterday, one of the top barristers in this country, in this community, wrote a column in which he said, if this offence had occurred in Australia, how the response from the judicial authorities would have been infinitely tougher. And that this was an offensive slap on the wrist. And there have been a number of Jewish leaders and Jewish community have come out saying that this is interference, that any interference in the court of justice by any government minister is an abuse of power of serious gravity. And so not a lot of positive response
Absolutely. What an absolute disgrace. I mean, he delayed justice for the victims and it brought Israel as a country and the whole judicial system within Israel into terrible disrepute for a 3,000 shekel fine. I mean, that's the cost of an average dinner there. Well, I mean, not that it's cheap.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
exactly. But precisely. And just to sum up on that, so Malka Leifer is in in prison here in Melbourne, in a women's prison, awaiting trial, and that is due to happen, facing approximately 70 charges, 70, relating to child sexual abuse, and that is due to happen sometime during the course of 2022.
Finally, a Jewish teenager wins a spot in a Wimbledon under 14 tournament. I don't know what's with Jews and sport talent in Australia.
Yeah, we never read the
manual.
Never read the script.
Exactly.
In fact, it's not just chess and ping pong.
Absolutely.
It's a young man, Jake Dembo, who comes from Perth, which is all the way over in Western Australia. And as we mentioned before, when the Springboks play in Perth, they regard it as a home game because there's so many former South Africans. Because Perth is the closest big city to South Africa. So nevertheless, this young man, Jake Dembo, he's all of 13 years old. He's currently the number one ranked tennis player under 14 in this country. And in so achieving that title as the number one ranked player, he has won entry into Wimbledon under 14, and which is extraordinary. And in the tournament to get to this point, he did not drop a single set. He did not drop one set. And anyone who knows anything about tennis, that's extraordinary in itself. And so now he will compete in Wimbledon junior qualifying, the under 14 tournament. He was a former Carmel College kid, which is the Jewish school over in Perth. And because now he has to focus so seriously in his tennis, his parents have agreed that he's going to be doing homeschooling for the current foreseeable future so that he can concentrate on his tennis while obviously, you know, not giving up on his schooling. So just a lovely story for a young kid doing really well.
Absolutely incredible. It is 7 o'clock at Vic Aladev bringing us the latest from Australia. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.